KXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Two moms have been arrested for brawling at a South Jersey high school. One of the moms threw a planter, hitting the other mom and a school police officer. All of this went down in the vestibule of Highland Regional High School in Blackwood. The melee apparently sparked when one of the mom's teenagers suddenly attacked the other mom's kid, 41-year-old Breanne Mitchell, 39-year-old Crystal Turner, both facing multiple charges. Police say they instigated the fight. With a billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot won by someone in New Jersey, the Powerball is still growing. Next drawing there, Saturday, for just under $1 billion. New York on track to be the first city with congestion tolling. Drivers entering the Central Business District will have to pay $15. That is south of Manhattan Central Park or 60th Street during the day. Many commuters think the plan is flawed.
People that live in the zone shouldn't have to pay the fee. You have to do the right thing by folks in Staten Island that have to pay the Verrazano and the Battery Tunnel.
Governor Murphy blasting the approval, calls it a cash grab. He's vowing to continue to fight it in court. Donald Trump is set to attend the wake of a New York City police officer who was gunned down on the line of duty. The visitation is for Officer Jonathan Diller, fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. It also comes as President Joe Biden arrives in New York for a celebrity-studded fundraising extravaganza in the city with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The event is expected to raise $25 million. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will the rain move out for Easter weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. And New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
No scripts, no filters, just real New Jerseyans talking about what matters. Call in, be heard. 1-800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
All right, Kyle, good morning, and we're looking into a crash right now. We have indications of a backup on the New Jersey Turnpike. This is on the northbound side, north of 14, north of 78, heading up toward the eastern-western spur split up there by 15E. We'll have more on that as it comes into the traffic center here. Also, as you've been hearing, we had a pretty nasty crash on Route 9 in Woodbridge on the southbound side, just south of 1 and 9 with a fuel spill. And that has been sporadically opened and closed. That's causing some delays on the southbound side of 19 from St. George Avenue, Route 35, down to the Route 9 split. We also have emergency road work closing all lanes on Cranberry South River Road in both directions between Stoltz Road and Costco Way. Route 73 in Cedarbrook, we have a closure in both directions between Cedarbrook Road and Pump Branch Road because of a crash. And in Bridgewater, Chimney Rock Road is blocked because of an overturned vehicle in Bridgewater. This has been going on since about 8:30 this morning. The closure in both directions in the vicinity of Thompson Avenue and Gilbride Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1018. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic brought to you by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro. They're the go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all of your favorite sporting events. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro and online at firesidegrillandbar.com.
New Jersey 101.5 and Pet Center in Old Bridge are looking for the Garden State's cutest pet. Send us a photo of your furry best friend. Our grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Pet Center. Thanks to our sponsor, Pet Center, located in the shops at Old Bridge. Got Jersey's cutest pet? Send us your photo on our free app or nj1015.com today.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Over an inch of rain will fall along the southern and eastern edges of the state today. I think this is the sixth or seventh time this year we've had a soaking wet day like this. Umbrellas up, windshield wipers on, and watch out for those big puddles. Now, as we get into this afternoon, it looks like the intensity and spread of the rain will start to dial back as things gradually shift offshore. High temperatures today, around 50. Temperatures not going anywhere. Showers will end for good this evening. Then we'll see clearing skies and the winds starts to kick up. Low temperatures on the chilly side in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, but also windy with gusts over 30 miles an hour. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. We will have a shower chance on Saturday. Otherwise, clouds and sun and highs in the mid-50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Currently, Somerville is 47. Asbury Park, also 47. Woodbury's 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Whether your faucet is leaking, you have no heat, or your breaker keeps tripping, you can call our friends at Guaranteed Service, the number one plumbing, electrical, and HVAC company in New Jersey. Mention this station to get $50 off any service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.